Es khazor zeh nish ba khazor shag vem yhud mesach zvach im daf pe alef. Aba yes the machlik near lezen or bonon is only with the initial blood of a khatas and oil became mixed. I mean the khatas blood has to be applied above the khatas sikra and the oil blood has to be applied below the khatas sikra. And they argue whether the mixture can be applied above and then below. However, if the leftover blood of a khatas became mixed with the blood of an oil, everyone would agree that the blood is applied below the khatas sikra since both of these bloods have to be applied below. Rabbi Yosef said, Rabbi Yehuda has said that the leftover chatas blood has to be poured onto the base, the yisoid, whereas the oil has to be applied onto the wall of the mizbeach. And therefore, the Rabbanan would say that even in this case, the blood should be poured into the amma and not applied. Rabbi Shimon said the same as Abaya. Rabbi Yechanan or Rabbi Lazar said like Rabbi Yosef. The Brisa says, the pasuk regarding Bechor says, Kodesh Heim, which teaches that if the blood of Bechor gets mixed with the blood of other Kabbanas, it's still offered. Presumably, this even refers to where the initial blood of a Bechor became mixed with the leftover blood of an Oila, and we see that the lower part of the Mizbeach, where the Bechor is offered, is considered to be the place where the leftover bloods are supposed to be applied as well. And for the Gemara, the Brisa is referring to the initial blood of an Oila that became mixed with the initial blood of a Bechor. The pasuk is teaching that the Kabbanas are not Mavatli each other, even if the blood of one of them is more than the other. We have this concept we already know from the pasuk of "V'lochem midam apar midam asoyer." The Gemara says machlokes among Tanoim as to where we learn this from. For the Gemara, Rava asks, a braisa learns from the extra two words of dam in the pasuk that if the blood of an oila and a bechor became mixed, the blood is still offered. Presumably, this even refers to where the initial blood of a bechor became mixed with the leftover blood of an oila, and we see that the lower part of the mizbeach where the bechor is offered is considered to be the place where the leftover bloods are supposed to be offered as well. And for more, the braisa is referring to the initial blood of an oila that became mixed with the initial blood of the bechor. The pasuk is teaching us that karbanos are not mevatel each other, even if blood is one more than the other. In fact, remember, we just said we already learned this concept from v'lokach midam apar midam asoyer. The Gemara says again, it's machlokes among Tanoim as to where we learned this from. Moore explains that the others did not want to learn from the pasuk of Volokach because they hold that the pasuk doesn't refer to mixing the bloods of the animals. The others did not want to learn from the extra words of Dam because they feel that those words are not meant to teach a drasha. The others didn't want to learn from the words Kaidashem because they dashen those words to teach that a Bechor is offered but the Temura of a Bechor is not offered, which is something that the other Tana learns from another pasuk. In fact, the Brisa quoted before that we just quoted says, if the Kayan didn't ask and just applied the blood above the Chutas Sikra, the Rabbanan Eliezer would agree he should then apply the blood below the Chutas Sikra and both applications are effective. Presumably, this refers to where Chatas and Oila were mixed together. And since it was offered above the Chutas Sikra, only the leftover of the Chatas and the initial blood of the Oila remains. And the fact that all agree that it should be offered below the Chutas Sikra proves that the lower part of his back where the Oila is offered is considered to be the place for the leftover bloods to where they're supposed to be applied as well. And with the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef said, in Eretz Yisrael, they said, that the cases where the blood of an outer chatos and the leftover blood of an inner chatos became mixed. Therefore, after the application above the chutas sirga, everything that remains is leftover blood of the two chatos. That's why we can simply apply them both below in the same place, even by the yisoid. Abaya asked, why not answer that the blood of an outer chatos became mixed with the leftover blood of an outer chatos? Why do you need to say that it was an inner chatos? And for tomorrow, it could be that he was teaching that even according to the view that it's essential that the leftover blood of an inner chatos can be is poured. It will still be kosher, even though some of the leftover blood is missing, because it was first offered above the chutas sikra. Refect Gemara, Rava Taisva Es Ravina, we explained that the Brice is discussing a case where there was more upper blood than lower blood, and the Kayin applied the blood above in the amount of all the lower blood plus a little bit, like we said in the previous daf. If so, it may be that there was no oil blood remaining when the application was done below, and therefore it's only done for the leftover chatas blood. So why do we need to say that the Brice refers to the chatas mixed with another chatas? And for the Gemara, Ravina said that was said only according to the initial understanding that Rabbi Eliezer holds of Ein Bila. Okay, so the next Mishnah. If blood that has to be applied inside the Hechel became mixed with blood that has to be applied outside the Hechel, the mixture should be poured into the Amma. If the Kayin instead took the mixture and applied it outside and then again inside, it's kosher. If you applied it first inside and then outside, Rabbi Akiva says it would be possible. Chacham say it would be kosher except if it was a Chatos. Rabbi Akiva says all bloods that were brought into the Hechel for Kapara become possible. The Chacham say it's only true for a Chatos. Rabbi Eliezer says it's also true for an Oshem based on the Hekesh of Kachatos Ka'oshem. Flecht the Gemara, why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer argue regarding the mixing of inside and outside bloods and say that they also don't have to be poured into the Amma? And tomorrow, he can't say to first apply outside and then inside, because just as it's a mitzvah to first apply a carbon that needs above the chutas zikr and then a carbon that needs to go below the chutas zikr, it's similarly a mitzvah to first offer a carbon that needs to be offered inside, and then to offer the carbon needs to be offered outside. He also can't categorically say that the blood should first be offered inside and then outside, because he holds that a chatas and asham would be possible in this situation. Therefore, he did not argue in the Mishnah.